This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. Right now, American Airlines is flying from Palm Springs to Austin, Texas. The route will operate daily through May. The addition of this service will help keep PSP on pace to have our best year on record.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
You've got passes to the Camelot Theaters, which is nice, but the most important thing is it's the best popcorn in the valley. Go to a free movie, psculturalcenter.org, 325-6565. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. It's out there on Cook Street in Palm Desert. It's like a trip on Route 66. All the signs and the gas pumps and the best breakfast in town. 674-7600, JTS, as in JT's Diner, palmdesert.com. Okay, let's do some Dan Gore restaurants. Lu Chao's brand new Chinese restaurant in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Lu Chao's, palmsprings.com. 655-0045.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chao's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chao's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And Dan's other restaurant, Oscars Cafe and Bar, home of the bitchiest brunch. I'm almost always there on the weekends. I get my makeup tips from the drag queens. OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. Okay, all of those things go to one person. Alan doesn't have children. I forgot to ask Kay. Larry Davis has one. We'll take the fourth caller at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 4, I'll send you all those things. Thank you, Joey Pals. I couldn't have made it for 27 years without you, and I have no intention of stopping, so stay with me. Okay, Joey Pals, we started off at the Neurovitality Center, and then we stopped by Dementia Help Center, and now we're through with our trip because we're going to go to Forest Lawn, and we say hello and Merry Christmas to Larry Davis.
Merry Christmas, Joy. It's wonderful to be here. Can we tell them where we really are?
You can.
We're in your beautiful home. So we're not at Forest Lawn. We're in an absolute, the poinsettia house, which is just gorgeous. And it's hard not to focus on everything but the house and you. It's beautiful. And what a place. You know what I think of when I look around is memories you have been building for 26 years. And your boys and your children are part of it. They're going to be living here. They live here some and live or going to build a house or something. And I said to you when we first sat down, I said, somebody's going to have to pack all this stuff up someday. And you said, no, my kids will be living here and they'll go on. And what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. But it really makes me think about the holidays. One, it's because it's gorgeous. We were in the poinsettia house and the beautiful tree is not decorated yet, but from Montana, fresh, flocked. It looks like the snow on the mountains. Yeah. And it just makes me think of all the memories your children must have from here, from all these years. I can see it in your face just as we talk.
Trevor was married here.
Yeah.
That was 24 years ago, the 12th of December.
So, yeah, and a December wedding, and we're in December. And, you know, what I think about is this time of year is hard for people because of loss. And we had our candle lighting service on the 30th of November. And it was the first one in a couple of years because of the pandemic. And it was the first one since Linda passed away that I was part of. But while it was somewhat sad, it was such a good feeling to be with other people. And we made doves that we get these cutout doves, and I took a picture. I took one of my favorite pictures of Linda, and I made it small and glued it on the dove. But Linda's sister made these absolutely gorgeous. She took pictures of like a sunset, and one of the doves she made had this whole sunset on it, and for her sister, her other sister, and then Linda's was I'm confused at which one, but oh, hers was sunflowers, and this dove was just a picture of sunflowers but cut out in the shape. I don't know how people are so talented that can do this stuff like Shirley did, but it was just such a good service. And sitting here, it's so comfortable. I want to stay for Christmas, but it's those holidays and those memories that, one, are difficult for us, but two, help sustain us. You know, and I've been watching a lot of the Hallmark movies, and they're all fairly predictable. You know, the people sometimes run away from the holidays because they're so painful. But I think if you can find either a new tradition or an old tradition that really means something to you, I see books everywhere. I walked in your bedroom, by the way, and what an interesting bedroom and beautiful. But there's a sitting room outside, and there's stacks of books. And I thought, I would love to just sit down, and what a wonderful place, because you look out over your property in the little foothills here and read a book, you know, and... So maybe there's a book you always wanted to read, or a book, maybe even a help book of making it through the holidays or making changes. I'm making tremendous changes in the last of this year because, as you know, I'm retiring at the end of January 31st, and I've moved to a new home in Indio in Shadow Hills, and it's the first home I've not lived with Linda in. And when I first moved, I've been in there 2 months now, and it's very lonely. It's very different because while I brought some stuff that was ours, and there's certainly Linda's presence.
And don't you have a puppy?
Well, I gave the puppy to Doug because his pug died after 14 years, and so I gave Mochi because what we do for our children, you know that.
Nobody gets my Sunny Cool Cat.
No. But Doug was grieving Butkus, and I took Mochi up about a month ago. And he came down for Thanksgiving, brought Mochi, and she acted like she knew me and was happy to be home for a while, but didn't leave Doug's side too much when he was down. So they've already bonded.
You need another heartbeat in the house. Get a cat.
We'll see about a cat. So I'll take Sunny Cool Cat then.
No, Sunny Cool Cat runs this joint.
How old is Sunny Cool Cat?
He was 4 when Tyler picked him up at the animal shelter, and he had never seen a blade of grass. Don't ask him now. You see the window in my front door? Mm-hmm. That's, 6 feet off the ground? That's his cat door. That is never shut because there's coyotes on the property. But Sunny Cool Cat makes that in one jump.
My goodness. Okay, well, you...
So he runs...
Okay, I don't want somebody that runs my house. But anyway, just, again, it's not to get in the minute things, but it's change that we all experience, whether it's through a death or through it's a separation of some sort. And the holidays bring out both the good and the bad, the good memories and sometimes the bad memories when people have had them. So I think... Every day we have a chance to make a new memory. And I think I should write that down. We do have a chance to make a new and a good memory. And I have a little plaque that someone gave me that says, "Today I choose Joey," not Joey English, but Joey, J-O-Y. And I see that every day. It's in my bathroom of all places. It's right by where the towels are. And it just, I like it there because I'm up getting showered and ready to go. And you have a choice. And you have a choice to choose joy, or you have a choice to choose not to be happy and to be sad. And people might think that sounds harsh, but I think at times we have to just pull on our boots and get up and go out and do something instead of staying inside. And November 12th was the second anniversary of Linda's death. And I thought, I'm going to just stay home and be sad. That's actually what I thought. And I took two friends out that were Linda's caregivers. We had breakfast. And then I went out. I went home and I thought, I'm just going to stay home and be sad. And I thought, no, you're not. I called an old friend of Linda's who she knew since the third grade and I knew since high school, Nancy. And she lives out in Riverside. She's a retired school teacher. Very good friend of our families. I know her family. She knows my family and Linda's family better than anyone that's not a family member. We went and did the old memory tour. We went by our old high school. We went by her old house, Linda's old house, my old house. And then we went out for dinner. And it's not anything romantic. It was just a fun, somebody that really knew me well, that also knew how hard it was to go through the loss of Linda and was her good friend for since third grade. You know, that's a lot.
What is it you always say, old friends are the best? My golden girls just left. I've known Joan since she was 3 and I was 4. Yeah. And Kate was our valedictorian in high school that we all went together. And they were here. They left. And then my son came in. But I understand what you're saying. Those are they know my whole life history.
Yeah. Yeah. Linda's sister, as I've talked before, was killed. It's 45 years ago now. Then my sister Peggy, 4 months later. And then Nancy's sister, about 6 months later, committed suicide. And Peggy and Nancy's sister, my sister, Nancy's sister, were both in the same graduating class in high school. But we all experience those together. We've experienced the death of our parents, yes, brothers and sisters, children. Linda's mother is still alive, of course, and she's the only one of that generation. She'll be 96 in March, still walking 3 miles a day, still has a boyfriend, has a glass of wine every day, and she has better sense than you and I.
Are we going to do anything in a service mode over at Forest Lawn for Christmas?
Nothing additional. We had the candle lighting and we're working with families that it's a tough time of year to have a loss and a service. And then not only the holidays create, but then the holidays also create, it's the celebrations for Christmas and New Year's are on Monday. So we're closed. We're not closed ever, but the cemeteries and churches and health departments are going to be closed 3 days. And in 2 weeks at a time, back to back. So it creates more challenge and people are not, some don't want to have a service around Christmas. They want to wait. And so there's its challenges, but we're there to serve families every day. And we know that this is a very difficult time for people, whether it's a death that occurs now or something that they've experienced earlier.
And I'm going to ask you, if someone's had a loss that still hurts or it's a recent one, they can just stop by Forest Lawn and talk to one of you, can't they?
Sure. And we have resources. We have a grief support coordinator. We've got places we can connect people to, and I'm also happy to talk to people. Sure. Yeah.
You talk to thousands of us all the time. Where will you be for Christmas, Lair?
We'll be home. Doug's coming down, bringing Mochi, and we'll be at the house, the new house, and then Linda's family will come out on Monday. So
good.
Yeah.
Where, if we are ready to discuss, that's okay, our final plans, it's forestlawn.com. What's the best phone number?
760-328-3112.
Thanks, Larry. As Larry always says, I'll wait. But the best thing you can do for Christmas, Joey Pals, give your family the gift of a pre-planned, pre-paid funeral arrangement. Wrap it in an envelope, put it in a great big box, make them open 10 boxes till they get to it. You have no idea what a gift that will be. Do you agree?
That's what we did for Doug 15 years ago. Yeah. And he was very grateful for it. He said, is that paid for? And I said, yeah, it is. He's a good gift. So,
bless your heart. You're part of our radio family. Larry Davis, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joy, and to all your Joey friends. Pals. Joey Pals. Thank you.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals. ACT Tours remind you there are only 7 days in a week, and some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them. With prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai in March. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of international tours and day excursions. Okay, Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership. The website is astrologyworldnews.com. Okay. As December brings Sagittarius closer to the holidays, Sagittarians feel frustrated about family, finances, and future plans. Almost any communication has been bothersome, yet the planets begin to smooth everything out from December 13th on. The holidays will bring fun times, and next year will be a good one. Check with Dana, astrologyworldnews.com, for your own particular astrological sign. Desert Water Agency says current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to dwa.org/save for more info. Need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out quickly. They're probably gone by now. 20% off all Christmas trees, huge orders of books, gifts, candles for birthdays, weddings, and Christmas. BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you, or tomorrow, or next month, or next year. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com, for more information. It's a great gift idea, and as our friend Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a special holiday schedule for Santa. You can do ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe for only $38 for adults. They're having choir performances on selected Thursday, Friday, Saturdays through December 11th. Check it all out at pstramway.com. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley, says pick from this menu. Sundays with Keisha D, that's weekly. Mondays, Mon Petit Salon, that's weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor, that's weekly. Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, that's selected Wednesdays. Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, that's selected Thursdays. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, The Talk of Stars with Robert Drake. Until then, you be well and all the best.